Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Warm today, highs 86, warm tomorrow. Well, you know what? I'm going to go with hot. Highs between 85 and 90. Then a 60% chance for showers, really overnight Saturday, early Sunday. Could be gone by early Sunday morning. Monday would turn out, Sunday would turn out very nice, highs of 68. Debating whether or not to put off cutting the grass, because I don't want it to rain too much, but I guess I'll sort that out on my own time. Monday's going to be nice, highs of 72 with low humidity and a nice breeze, but then we warm up and get more humid as the week progresses. We are joined now by Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. How you doing, Dan?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about the whole history, if you will, of resilient roofing and how the Home Builders Association got involved and the reason for that.
You know, the thing that has just happened is that FEMA has released a new fact sheet for the 2024 Building Code Adoption Tracking. And this document shows that Louisiana is far and away ahead of all of our neighbors in terms of building code adoption. And that is really important because it sets the standard for resilient construction. That means that we're implementing wind mitigation features in all of our construction today, moving forward, and on re-roofing going forward from today as well. So that means that this is a real tool that the insurance commissioner Temple can have in his hand to show to the insurance carriers to say, we are taking this seriously. And when I say far and away above, we're rated at 98.4 compared to Texas at 30.3, Arkansas at 40.6, and Oklahoma at 0.5. So, you know, our compliance is huge, and that's due in no small part to a lot of the work that the HBA has been doing for the last 20 years.
Talk about, if you will, Dan, what that is, that 98.4% of what? What does that mean?
So what they're talking about is if we have adopted statewide building codes that meet resilient requirements, and we now have adopted the most resilient codes on the Gulf Coast. So let me step back for just a second, because the state adopted the first mandatory statewide building code, which is called the Louisiana State Uniform Construction Code, in 2005, as you can imagine, when Katrina occurred. That allowed us to put standards in place that began attracting insurance companies back at that time. So after Ida came through, we formed an insurance task force, and the insurance task force included many individuals from all sorts of industries, including banking and mortgaging, insurance, land development, home builders, et cetera. So we got a lot of diverse input, did brainstorming. There were two major things that came out: tort reform and resilient construction. As home builders, we can't do anything about tort reform, so we're leaving that to the legislature. But on resilient construction, we said we need to do a better job. And it costs more money to construct, but in the long run, we have to have insurance, and this allows us to have savings. So we adopted the latest international residential codes in 2022, which was the first action that the ITF supported. They became law on January 1st of 2023. The next thing that we heard from the insurance carriers was, great, you have these fantastic codes, best codes on the Gulf Coast. How do we know that you're installing roofs to this new standard? So our ITF came back and said, let's pass this resolution that says we're going to push for inspections of the re-roof in the wind zone areas of southern Louisiana. And so what that means then is that we can document that the roof installations are occurring at the new code standard, and it can be displayed in a public database at the municipal level. So we had South Central Planning and the River Parishes adopted it, the code first. And Jefferson Parish looked at it and said, well, we need a way to do this that's not going to slow down inspection. So we want to do it with geotagged photos. So the HBA went to the legislature, partnered with some legislators, and passed a rule that allows us to do geolocated photos to document the installation and code compliance. So Jefferson Parish adopted a reduced fee permit at $50, and they used the geotagged photos in order to show that the roof is installed to the proper code, and they implemented that on August 1st. So they were the first major parish in our area to do that. So what that means now is they've done almost 500 roofing permits, and they're being documented by geotagged photos at the home's location matched to a permit. And in the years that come, they'll have 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 documented inspections. And as insurance carriers evaluate our housing stock, they'll be able to see how many roofs were replaced at what code standard, and they'll be able to look in a public database and know how many were done, and they'll have photos to show that there was actually compliance. This is the long-term way to attract those carriers back into our area.
Document, document, document. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back, Dan. I want to talk about what those standards are. We'll talk about the FEMA fact sheet and also about geotagging, what that means, what that looks like. We're talking to Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans, about this new report out by FEMA that shows that Louisiana is one of the most has the most resilient code on the Gulf Coast and most resilient roofs, I guess, and they're following the code more so than any other state on the Gulf Coast or some along those lines. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. Dan, you were talking about the FEMA report. Go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for letting me get that out. I know it was a lot of information quickly.
Yeah, tell me.
The FEMA report.
Go ahead.
It's a key report that FEMA puts out comparing the states and what kind of building codes they have in place moving forward, which is important to recognize that this is the building standard going forward, right? So it takes time to build up the resiliency of the housing stock in our community. But it means that the future looks good for Louisiana in the eyes of the insurance carriers.
Is there a new code if somebody's building a new home, is it different than it was in 2005 or even 2010? How has the code changed? Is it just about roofs or are there other things involved?
The code has changed tremendously, not only on the structural aspects, but on energy conservation and many other aspects. So the homes that we're building today are stronger, more resilient, and more energy efficient than ever before.
And how does that? What makes them more? What makes them more structurally sound against storms, et cetera?
So that's a great question, and there are a lot of things that contribute to that. It has to do with, first of all, the standardization so that inspections can be uniform across the state. It talks about the basic design to withstand wind speed, what kind of structures are needed with your roof line. So, you know, a hip roof is very easy. It's very resistant to wind, but gables that have that opening A on the front of the house, right, those need to be braced, and so we have codes in there that deal with that. There are codes that deal with strapping down at the foundation, strapping down at the top of the walls, the different kind of decking that you use for a roof, the different kind of decking that you use for your walls. The envelope penetration of the building, including the windows and doors, how they're braced and how they're installed. So there are many different aspects that contribute to the overall resilience of the structure.
Somebody texted in, and I think it's a good question, because I remember having a conversation with somebody a long time ago about securing a garage door. So many houses have attached garages, and something about if the garage door comes off, then the roof can come off. Talk me through all of that, Dan, if you will.
So I'm here to tell you that is absolutely something that we see in the field frequently. So whenever we're talking about roof loss, 95% probably of roof loss occurs because the envelope of the home is penetrated. So either a front door blows off or a window blows in. And that means the wind can come inside and just, boom, blows that roof off the top, right? So we spend a lot of time in code strapping that down and making sure that that doesn't happen. Windows and roofs are typically built much sturdier, they're installed much better, but we do see weaknesses in garage doors. And recently we've put some standards out there to install better garage doors, and they can be braced as well. So that your manufacturers do have some instructions on how you can brace those doors to make them more resilient in wind zones.
So if you're boarding up your house for a storm and you're not leaving the garage door or not bracing, doing anything extra, you're begging for the roof to come off, accurate?
Yeah, at a minimum, you need to lock that door down. Like, don't just leave the garage door opener holding it closed. Make sure that you're putting the latches in place. Mm-hmm. And then you can put braces across those panels, because if something impacts the front of that, it can cave in very easily.
Dan, you got to come back when we get closer to hurricane season. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.